Well, thanks, Reverend D. Mercado, for asking me to share. It's really fun getting to share the word. The reason for that, it's a privilege to get to share. It's a way of giving. And you also get to get in the word with you and God. So you get blessed a lot making a teaching. So today I'm going to be sharing on believing. Big shocker, I know. But a little backstory on what I want to share is a couple of years ago, I always thought believing was this sort of hard thing where you got to focus real hard. You can't sin for the past 3 days. You got to put your hands together, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I've always thought it's been the super complicated thing where it's not for me because, you know, I'm not very smart and I'm not very, like, religious in any way. And I'm not really sure how that got in my head, to be honest. But that's what I thought. But 2 or 3 years ago, in my first year of fellow laborers, Reverend Joe Armstrong, and if you guys haven't met him, he's one of the best people I know on this planet. But the teaching he did changed my life. He taught on believing, and the subject was just simple confidence in God. So I'm going to be sharing that same principle, not the same teaching. I'm doing it in my own way, but that's what I'm going to be sharing on. So believing is not what I said. It is not being all religious. It is not sinning for the past 3 days. It's not that. True believing is just having simple confidence in God, simple confidence in your God, right? We heard of manifestations, personal God. Have simple confidence in your personal God. That's really it, you know? So that's what we're going to be getting into today. And you can start and open your Bibles in Matthew 21:21. My teaching isn't very long, by the way, so if I see any of you sleep, I'm going to start throwing things at you. So Matthew 21:21-22. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Verse 22, And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. God doesn't require you to do anything to get prayers answered except one thing, and that's believing. You know, you guys have like that grandma that, or a parent or whatever that has like that amazing recipe for a certain type of food. And it's always like basic ingredients, but they got that one little secret ingredient that just makes it so good. That's believing in God's word. That's the secret sauce when it comes to God. You know, so when you have simple confidence in God, there's not going to be any doubt. There's not going to be any worry, any anxiety, or anything like that. Because you have trust in God, right? That's true believing. Praying about something and then going on and worrying about it 20 seconds later, that's really not true believing. You know, you're just praying to pray at that point and you don't have confidence, so you're not going to get results. But God's a God that gives results, right? He just requires one thing, and that's believing. He created the heavens and the earth, man. I think he's got the credentials, you know. I'm not the smartest tool in the shed or the sharpest, however you say it. But, you know, he has the credentials, so I think it's pretty warranted for us to have some confidence in him. So next, go to Proverbs 3:5. Proverbs 3:5-6. We all know this, but pay attention. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You know, God wants you to trust in him with all your heart. Why? Because he keeps your best interest in mind all the time. You know, a lot of times we may think, oh, I think I know what I want, or I think I know what I need to do. Half the time we don't, and we just hurt ourselves. You know, God knows you best. He has the very hairs on your head counted, and if you don't have hair, it's a figure of speech. You know, God cares about you. Sorry. But, you know, he knows you best, and he's a lot more qualified, like I mentioned, to take care of you than you are to yourself. We have a great God that just wants the best for us, right? We heard in manifestations, he created everything just to have a family, to have a relationship with us. So have that simple confidence in him, right? Trust in him with all your heart, because he'll never do anything to betray that trust and that confidence that you have in him. Next, go to Matthew 8. Back to Matthew. Matthew 8, and we'll start in verse 5. Stay hydrated. Matthew 8, starting in verse 5. So, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him. Let's pause right there. A centurion is a Roman soldier. The reason I'm saying this is I'm not the smartest person, and when I first got into the Word, I thought a centurion was a centaur. And if you don't know what a centaur is, it's that half man. Yeah, laugh at me all you want. I'm righteous, okay. But it's that half man, half horse thing. You know, that's not what a centurion is. That's a centaur. A centurion is just a Roman soldier, right? But what I'm trying to get at is when you guys read the Bible, make sure you pay attention, right? You know, try to picture what's being told because God adds detail, not on accident. You know, he adds detail so you get the full picture. So he could have easily said in this verse, a guy, but he said a centurion for a reason, right? Because a centurion is a Roman soldier who has people that work under him. So just keep that little mind picture. All right, back to the verse, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant should be healed. You know, that's the confidence this guy had. It's crazy. Keep reading verse 9. For I'm a man under authority, boom, connecting the dots, Roman soldier, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Imagine shocking the one perfect person that walked the face of these earth. Crazy. Verse 11. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast what?
Believe,
right? So be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. You know, look at the simple confidence this guy had, man. Confidence, that's all he had, and he shocked the one perfect man that walked the face of this earth. It's insane. You know, there wasn't a doubt in this guy's mind. It was just simple confidence and simple trust that Jesus Christ had the authority to say this guy was healed and he would be healed. But, you know, like I keep mentioning, I'm going to keep saying it. Believing isn't some sort of hard thing. You know, it's not something you got to work towards. It's very simple. It's a simple confidence in God. That's all it is. I'm going to give an example. You guys all know Enzo. He's very loud, you know, very loud person. But I love Enzo a lot. You know, he may seem like a pain in the something to everyone, but he's a great person, man. He has a huge heart for God, and he's just, what you see is what you get, and that's why I like him a lot. But the reason I'm bringing this up is, you know, Enzo has simple confidence in God, and I was able to see that this can't. I had a crazy headache like 2 days ago, and I asked him, Enzo, do you mind praying for me? And he has this amazing prayer where he tells me exactly what to do right when I do it, instantly healed. He's not that great. I'm not that great. God is that great. That's the point. You know, he had confidence in God, and so did I, that I would be healed. And it happened. That's all God requires, simple confidence, just like this centurion. Go to Mark 16. Mark, San Marcos in Spanish. Chapter 16, and we'll start in verse 14. Afterward, he appeared, little context, just so you get the mind picture. This is after Jesus Christ was resurrected. So that's a little context. Verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that do what?
Believe.
That's all it is. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. You know, signs don't follow certain people. Signs don't follow ministries or anything like that. Signs follow believing. You know, signs follow people that have a heart to believe God and trust in Him. That's all it is. When you get the balls, and excuse my language, I don't know if I can say that, but I'm going to say it. To put your complete trust in God, you're going to see some crazy things. You're going to see God take care of you. You're going to see God do amazing things in your life. And you're going to live a great life because you're going to have the Creator of the heavens and the earth on your side, walking step by step, day by day. You know, another example, last night I was stargazing with Lucy, and, you know, we were just watching the stars, hanging out. And she hasn't seen many shooting stars, so I'm like, God, let's see some shooting stars. In like 10 minutes, we see like, what, Lucy, 6? Yeah. It was awesome, you know. Like God mentioned in the manifestations, He's a personal God. Whether it's little, whether it's big, whether it's healing my headache, whether it's seeing shooting stars, or whether it's raising someone from the dead, it doesn't matter to God as long as you keep having that simple confidence in Him. You know, I really can't stress it enough. You know, you just got to build that relationship with God, just you and Him, a personal relationship, because He's a personal God. You know, it's great to have friends and all that stuff, and, you know, that's great. The fellowship is amazing, but build your personal relationship with God through your life. You know, not just at fellowship, not just at advances or praying at night. No, I'm talking about you trusting in Him every single day and every single thing that you do. You walk into a place and you're like, hey, God, anything I need to know. You know, you pray for people. You expect God to do something. When you expect, you will receive. That's how God works. Go to Matthew 6. I love me some gospel, baby. We'll start in verse 1. Verses 1 through 8 if you're a note taker. You're welcome. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do, in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You know, people that do stuff to impress other people, that's their reward. Impressing other people. Verse 3. But when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You know, when you pray in secret, or, you know, you're talking to God on your own, God sees that. It's not just going into the air and going poof. God sees what no one sees. God respects what no one respects, because God looks at the heart. Verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye even ask Him. That's the God we have, man. You know, don't care about what others think. Don't care about how you look or, you know, anything like that. Don't pray to pray. Don't believe God. And I mean that, like, not believing God, not actually. You know, to impress people, do it for your life. You know, that's what it's about. Do it so you're taken care of. Do it so you get to see God work in your life. And honestly, don't give a, not gonna cuss, don't give a crap about what people think. You know, don't care if people think you're cool or whatever. Don't care if, you know, no one, at the end of the day, no one really cares if you can do something better than someone, because that's really all people care about. You know, what's actually cool is believing, you know, seeing prayers get answered. You know, the headache going away, that was awesome. And I was very glad that Enzo prayed for me. You know, that's what's actually cool. Seeing the impossible made possible because you just had some simple confidence in your God. That's what's pretty cool, in my opinion. You know, all the other stuff is great. But man, really focus on building your relationship with God. A lot of things in your life will just improve when you do that without you even having to try to improve them. You know, let's say you're struggling with school, and in general, you just start believing God more. I'm telling you, it's going to get better because God's going to take care of it. Anything you can come up with, God can handle. You know, and that's because you're trusting God and you're allowing him in. You just got to allow him in by believing in him. And he just goes above and beyond. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power of the Lord of Fitness. You know, he cares for you, man. He goes above and beyond for his kids. And you know, God sees what no one else sees. He's going to reward you openly. He's more interested in how you look for him, right, than how you look to others. And that's what you should focus on, too. You should care more about how you look to God than how you look to others. Care about pleasing God. You know, and I'm not saying put your middle fingers up to everyone and hate everyone and only care about God. That's not what I'm saying. You know, it's us to be especially good unto the household of faith. So, like, love people. Take interest in people's lives and help them. But all I'm saying is don't worry about acting great or being all religious. Don't worry about that stuff. You know, God looks at the heart. If you believe him, that's all he cares about, man. He looks at your heart and he just wants to help you. You just got to let him. That's it. Go to Hebrews 11:1. Am I making sense here or am I rambling? Great, thanks. Hebrews 11:1. 1 through 2. You're welcome, note takers, again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. You know, and we heard Dean say it. Faith is the title deed, right? When you believe, you got it. You just got to keep believing until it comes because you already got it. That's all it is. And when it comes to getting results, just believe. Have simple confidence. Have simple confidence that God hears you and he will take care of you. That's the God that we have. You know, you should just have the most confidence in God than you've ever had with anything else because he'll never fail you. He'll never betray you. You know, he's not like a Temu order where you order like a $2 t-shirt and you get like a tennis ball. You know, that's not God. And when you pray, it's not like Amazon overnight delivery type of thing. You know, we read about Elijah with the ravens, right? That's like better than Amazon. That's, I don't even know what to call that. Same day delivery, raven style. You know, God's just goes above and beyond for you. You know, he just takes care of you. And when you put your trust in God, everything will fall into place. He's the one sure thing in your life that will never fail you. And that I can promise you. But back to verse 2, when it says, for by it is believing. You know, the elders obtained a good report. And a good report is, like we heard before, to be testified of. You know, they were well testified of because they did one simple thing, and that's they trusted God. And that's all God cares about, you trusting him. Because when you do that, the floodgates is open. You know, think back on the centurion, you know, all he did was trust God. He had simple confidence that Jesus Christ had the authority from God to heal that servant. He had complete confidence. There's not a doubt in his mind, and that's what happened. You know, that's why he got the results. I still can't get over it. Imagine shocking the one perfect man on this earth. Crazy to me. Go down to verse 6. But without faith or believing, it is impossible to please him. Him is God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You want to please God? You want to make God happy? Believe. Trust in him. That's it. You know, that's what he looks for. He looks for people that have a heart to believe him. People that have a heart to just pray and be like, yeah, this is taken care of, and I'm not going to be worried about it because I have a big God. I have a personal God that meets my personal needs. You know, and it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter if you have any credentials, how long you've been in the Word. You know, Lucy prayed for the shooting stars, and she got the results. Enzo, you know, not the most perfect person, but he got results. And that's because God doesn't care about that stuff. God cares about believing. Sorry to pick on you. You're my friend, you know. I love you too. But, you know, all that matters is that you have a heart willing to trust God. That's it. That's how you make God happy. And in turn, you'll be the happiest person on this planet. You know, and I was going to read Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but They did a great job on that play last night. That was great. That was awesome. So I'm not going to get into it, but I'll kind of speak on it. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they trusted God, right? But one thing, they didn't praise the statue. And the whole time until they were casted in, even when they were casted in, it didn't look good. But they didn't stop believing because they knew they had a big God. You know, you got to put yourself in their shoes. Like, you see a statue and you're told to bow to it and you don't do it. And then they're like, all right, we're going to throw you in a fiery furnace. And you're like, all right, I got God. And then they actually, like, the furnace is there. You see the furnace and you're like, God, like, where you at? And then you piss off the king even more. And now he heats it up 7 times more. And you're like, God, now's a really good time for you to help, man. And you even get thrown in. But the thing I love about that verse is no matter what it seemed like 5 senses-wise, they trusted God. And that's what happens when you have trust in God. Nothing phases you because God's bigger than anything. You got to walk by believing and not by sight. 5 senses don't do you no good, man. Believing, you know. Go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 again. Proverbs. All right, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord. Trust in God with all your heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You know, be that person that has the utmost confidence for God. Have that simple confidence in God. That's all it is. It's nothing complicated. Just like sitting in a chair and not expecting it to fall. Simple confidence in God. That he's going to take care of you when you give something to him. Because that's the God that we have. You know, he'll meet your every need and he'll go above and beyond and he'll shock you. He really will, because he does that for everyone. It's not certain people. And he just wants the very best for you. But all I want to say is just be like that centurion, you know, have that simple confidence in God and shock God. Honestly, try to do it. It's an exciting thing to do. So just go out there remembering that he's faithful and he'll never let you down. And you do your job and try to shock God with your believing. And that's what I wanted to share.